Santosh Rao, head of research at Manhattan Venture Partners, is here with more. And Santosh, this is a $20 price increase on Amazon Prime memberships, now starting at $139. What does this mean for Amazon going forward?
Well, it just shows that they're confident of their pricing power, and they'll get it. And Amazon Prime is a great service, and I don't think they'll have any problem. It'll pretty much it'll be accepted. So that's good. It's one of the growth engines, I guess. Prime is, and raising prices there was in the equation for the company, and they've done that. So, which is good.
This business and its margins, it's still comes down to the web services and how they're able to continue to move the dial forward there. And so from the growth perspective, what opportunities still lie ahead for Amazon in continuing to try and not just retain what they've already amassed, but build on top of that market share? And do they need to make acquisitions in what we've seen in an acquired or growth strategy across the tech landscape to essentially add on to cloud positioning?
Absolutely. I mean, they have amazing market opportunity ahead. I mean, retail, e-commerce is just 20% of the overall retail market. So on that end, there's a lot of penetration to be had. So that will do that. Then on the other end, they still have to penetrate groceries and apparel and all the other categories as well. And then in the international segments, I think they're pretty much, even in the US, they're pretty much done with the fulfillment centers all over. So that should help in expanding sales there. So overall, I think there are a number of other services in there that should play in to the overall revenue mix other than just the core business. So AWS continues to be solid. They delivered this quarter as well. So I think the beauty of this quarter was that, and that's why the stock is rallying, is that there were no real surprises. Everything was essentially in line. We knew about the headwind with costs and labor and all that, and it was very well telegraphed. So I think they came in, and it looks like they managed much better than what we thought. The operating margins were much better. Operating income was much better. So I think that's great. And looking ahead, looks like some of the issues of 4Q and earlier will flow into 1Q. So we're seeing the estimates are slightly light, but I think overall down the road, I think the market is confident that they can manage all these issues and grow, continue to grow. I think that's what the market wanted, and that's what they got.
How much growth do you expect to continue coming from Amazon's e-commerce business in terms of actual increases in the volume of unit sales, not just because of the increases in prices that we're seeing from Amazon Prime, but actually because that volume is continuing to rise?
Yes, that's a good question, because competition is coming up. I mean, the brick and mortar guys have really ramped up. The Costco's and other services have also ramped up. So there is competition. But then these are the best of breed. They have the lead on otherwise. They are the incumbent leaders, so to speak. So they will continue to grow. It's not as fast as before, but they will maintain their speed. I think if I remember right, it's about 10%. The top line, the core business will continue to grow. So I think that part is not at risk. They have a good competitive position in that area. It, not as fast as before. Competition is getting intense, but they can maintain their competitive lead with all their extensive offerings.
One of the particular areas that continues to catch my attention for Amazon is in the advertising services, and particularly because of the growth that we've seen there, because of the conversion rate that they have. Is this a formidable competitor to some of the other digital advertising mechanisms that marketers have been able to lean into, and primarily thinking about Facebook and Google here?
Yeah, I think they have a unique advertising opportunity here because they get to there's no third party stuff, so they can actually really attract a lot of advertising dollars just based on their platform. I mean, that's something unique about them, and it's growing pretty fast. It's at a 10% growth rate, the advertising revenue is. So I think they will continue to grow on that end, and they have a unique offering because they have this captive audience, and they can really get some good advertising dollars there. I think that's their beauty. They don't have to really depend on other things.
Santosh Rao, who is the head of research over at Manhattan Venture Partners, thanks so much for joining us here today to break down Amazon's earnings results.